As North Carolina's reopen movement prepares for another march tomorrow in Raleigh, an increasing number of Republican lawmakers are calling for Democratic Governor Roy Cooper to move faster in opening the state. But Republican Senator Tom Tillis is taking a different path. He's applauding Cooper and urging caution in reopening. WFAE's Steve Harrison has this report.
As North Carolina's stay-at-home order continues, hundreds of protesters like Gary Jesmuk are having weekly marches in Raleigh.
I've seen the damage that's been done by this shutdown, and I think it's very dangerous. You can't have 50 million people unemployed. I mean, that's a recipe for social unrest.
And an increasing number of Republican elected officials, like 9th District Congressman Dan Bishop and State Senate Leader Phil Berger, are calling for the stay-at-home order to end. Then there's first-term Republican Senator Tom Tillis, who's taking a different path. He supports Democratic Governor Roy Cooper's executive orders.
We're moving in the right direction, but we have not beaten this virus, and the last thing we can do right now is let our guard down.
Early in his term, Tillis set an example of government red tape is requiring restaurants to post a sign saying that employees must wash their hands.
I said, I don't have any problem with Starbucks if they choose to opt out of this policy, as long as they post a sign that says, we don't require our employees to wash their hands after leaving the restroom. The market will take care of that.
Today, he's encouraging North Carolinians to wear masks, practice social distancing, and chiding constituents for not taking the pandemic serious enough.
I have a concern that we still have a significant number of people in North Carolina who are not heeding the advice on social distancing and wearing facial coverings when they go out.
Tillis was elected to the Senate in 2014 by 1.5 percentage points in what was, at the time, the most expensive Senate race ever. His approval ratings are usually below 50%, and he has twice been booed at Make America Great Again rallies. The Democratic challenger, Cal Cunningham, says Tillis's praise of Cooper is all about the election.
I think we see once again a very transparent election year effort to grab a hold of what's popular.
Cunningham, an attorney who served in the Army JAG Corps in Iraq and Afghanistan, says Tillis should challenge the Trump administration to send North Carolina more personal protective equipment. The state says it has enough PPE already, but not enough in reserve to reopen.
First, he says that the president has exercised decisive leadership, but here we still don't have the testing and the PPE that the governor's calling for.
Tillis's campaign said in a statement that the senator is supporting a, quote, data-driven, bipartisan approach to reopening. And it said Cunningham and Democrats have been criticizing Trump for sending PPE to China when it was charities who donated masks in the early days of the pandemic. For Tillis, challenging the president has been perilous. He initially opposed the president's emergency declaration to pay for a wall between the U.S. and Mexico. Conservatives were furious, and Tillis reversed himself. Here's Trump in January when he spoke at Central Piedmont Community College.
We had a good relationship, but we sort of disagreed on a couple of minor policies, and that's okay. Of course, I won't put up with it for long, Tom Tillis.
It's been easy for Tillis to support the official recommendations from the White House Coronavirus Task Force, but challenging when asked about the president's bizarre suggestion last week that people might be cured by injecting themselves with disinfectant. The Tillis campaign did not disavow that comment, but said that people who think they're sick should contact their doctor. Last week, an 84-year-old retiree, James Rice, told Tillis by phone that he's worried the Main Street stores in his small city of Mount Airy will never reopen.
Being as old as I am, I've been through a lot of things here in my lifetime. I've seen a lot of things. But I'm going to tell you, this is a very serious, serious situation. Otherwise, you're going to come to Mount Airy, North Carolina, which was a lively little town, and you're going to find nothing.
Surry County, home to Mount Airy, has only had 12 coronavirus cases and no deaths. Tillis told him that he helped pass the Paycheck Protection Program. And Tillis said he hopes Cooper might allow places like Mount Airy to reopen earlier.
We've got to get businesses back online. We've got to be smart about it. We've got to start having the discussion now because I am optimistic that we may be seeing the peak of the curve.
As for who has the edge in November, the Cook Political Report says it's one of four toss-ups, along with Arizona, Colorado, and Maine. For WFAE News, I'm Steve Harrison in Charlotte.